Yeah, pleasure, Danny. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, you as well. And Paul, first off, I suppose we've got to talk pre-season. What's it been like for Rotherham in the build-up to the new season?
Well, it's a whole new regime, as you'll know. Alan Stubbs and his team are in. Neil Warnett's gone. I think there's been some encouraging signs and a couple of worrying issues. Some of the football has been excellent in pre-season. I think Alan certainly wants them to play a more passing style than they've done under Neil Warnock last season, although it was obviously very successful under Neil in that they managed to stay up against all the odds. The main concern at the moment is the lack of signings. There's only been four coming since Alan took over, and that takes the first-team squad, if you leave out first-year pros, to just 17, which is obviously not a great number with the new season only just over a week away. But Alan is very much of the mind that he wants to bring in quality rather than quantity, and he's prepared to wait to get the right people. He'd rather go with a squad of 17 or 18 of decent players and have 22 with five with no chances of any first-team action. So I'm sure he's going to try and be busy next week before August 6th opening day, but I expect the recruitment to go on through August, and the time to judge the success of the recruitment, I think, will be right at the end of August when the transfer window closes.
Well, certainly keeping a close eye on that one. Interesting times there. But also, Paul, I have to ask, Alan Stubbs, obviously, he's filling a big hole left by Neil Warnock. The fans seem to really adore Neil for what he managed to do keeping him up last season. How's Alan been filling in on that role, and how are the fans taking to his appointment?
Right, well, first of all, Neil, I mean, folk hero, legend, whatever you want to call him, and he deserves those kind of titles after what he did last season, that 11-match unbeaten run when he kept us up. I mean, it looked, when he took over in February, like we were rather than going down to League One, but it was just amazing what he managed to inspire. In terms of Alan's appointment, I like him. I think the fans like him. He's a very, very decent man. And like I say, there is some concern about the lack of signings, but I think most sensible fans, are prepared to trust in him and the chairman, Tony Stewart, and their way of doing things. And I think they're pleased to have him on board, and will back him as much as they can.
Is that part of it now as well, looking towards a fairly long-term plan? Because it has been one of those in the sort of last year or so after Steve Evans left and then Neil Redfern. There's been quite a lot of changes in that top job.
Yeah, there has been changes, yeah. I mean, Rotherham, every year, every day they're in the Championship, in my view, is a bonus. If you look at the size of some of the clubs in that division. Now, people like Tony Stewart are more ambitious than me, and they don't want survival struggles. They want mid-table and above. And I applaud that kind of ambition. Tony's had two seasons now of just managing to stay up and wants to go further than that. He liked what he saw of Alan Stubbs at Hibernian when he inherited a very small squad, a bit of a mess really at Easter Road 2 years ago, turned them into playoff contenders, almost took them into the Scottish Premier League and won them the Scottish FA Cup for the first time. I think it was 114 years. So he's very much... he likes what he sees of Alan, and I think he's very much hopes it's a long-term appointment.
And was it a bit of a shock for Rotherham to also be missing out on Bradshaw with him going over to rivals Barnsley there?
Well, Tony Stewart wants value for money. He's also prepared to spend. Rotherham had a value of what they thought Bradshaw was worth, and that was around £500,000. And once it went above that figure, they were prepared to walk away from the deal and look at targets elsewhere. I think you have to admire them for sticking to their guns, because I can see where the temptation is to spend more money than you think somebody's worth, you know, to bring somebody in when you are short on numbers. So they've held the nerve. I know there's plenty going on behind the scenes, and you know, maybe in the next 2 or 3 weeks it'll prove to have been a wise decision.
And of course, there's been a lot of talk as well about hitman Lee Gregory. I mean, I saw him in League One last season. He was absolutely brilliant. And as a Bradford supporter, he managed to knock my team out of the playoffs by himself.
But... I'm very sorry about that.
Well, it's a big difference to not seeing Rotherham and Bradford fighting off for promotions, yeah. We've seen in the last sort of 5-10 years. But just with Lee Gregory, I imagine it's going to be quite a fight to get hold of him, just because of the real quality that he's shown in League One.
Well, I think of the two in Lee Gregory and Tom Bradshaw, if Rotherham could have had either, I think Gregory is the one that they wanted. They had bids of £900,000, £1.2 million, and £1.4 million. And they were rejected. And again, just like with the Bradshaw deal, only at a much lower price, they decided to walk away. And that, you know, £1.4 million was what they thought it was worth, and they weren't going any higher. They said they've moved on, and but It's just a personal feeling that that deal may not be dead. I'm told that the player is not averse to a return to South Yorkshire as a Sheffield boy. And I think if he started making noises that he fancied a move north and to leave Millwall, that may reignite. Now, I can't say that for definite. It's just a personal opinion. But like I say, I'm not certain that's dead in the water.
Well, it certainly is interesting times on that front. And Paul, I've got to ask as well, what are the short-term expectations just for this season now with Alan Stubbs and Rotherham, do you think?
Well, Alan's coming in, says his target is the top 10. That's an ambitious aim, but he's an ambitious man. And I'd rather have a manager come in and aim for the top 10 and just say survival will do. I think him and Tony Stewart are of the same mind. Tony wants to see the mid-table as soon as possible and push on from there. I have to say, with the squad numbers and the strength of the Championship, I'd be very happy to see them away from the drop zone and not having the survival struggle we've had for the last two seasons. That would be real progress in my eyes.
And just one final one as well, Paul. There was a lot of talk about league camp last year. I mean, there was talking to some fans just before the game against Hull, and they were saying, "Oh, he's got to be player of the season, just how well he'd done there." Is it another big one for Rotherham, the fact that they've managed to keep him there?
I think it is. I mean, he was sensational. I think he's almost up there in the Neil Warnock status with the fans. He was absolutely superb. His shot-stopping is as good as anything I saw from any Championship goalkeeper last season. He's a crucial man for Rotherham, I think. Without him, we may have gone down. And I know there was interest from other clubs. I think he's happy at Rotherham, and Rotherham are certainly happy that he's here, and he'll be here for another season.
Well, it certainly looks like it's going to be interesting times over at the New York Stadium. Paul, thanks
always
a lot for joining.
Always interesting times at New York Stadium, Danny. Get yourself down there.
Oh, it certainly will be. They do some great pies down there as well, so I won't be at first to going down sometime. Thanks a lot for joining us here in the afternoons,
yeah,
Paul.
No problem, Danny. Be nice to see you down there. Take care, my friend.